delicious puff rice cereal presents The Radio Adventures of Dottie. Our story so far. Dottie, a junior agent for the Ministry of the Unconventional for Canada and the U.S., is on an ongoing mission to rescue her senior agent partners from the clutches of an evil mad scientist. More recently, this mission took her to a massive flying fortress from which she and a former pirate henchman were abruptly thrown as it rocketed back into the skies. Falling into a dense jungle below, Dottie and the ex-pirate were immediately set upon by a giant dinosaur. And now, today's episode, Into the Jungles of Mystery.
It's going to be okay. Believe it or not, I've run into dinosaurs before. And the trick is...
This hearty land kraken shan't be satisfied till it makes a meal off me.
The trick is to stay as still as possible. Up close like this, they actually don't have very good eyesight and... Mr. Pirate, can you hear me?
I told ye before, I'm not a pirate. I'm a reformed pirate.
Okay, but I'm not sure that now is the time.
And furthermore, I find it in incredibly poor taste that ye chose to refer to me by me former profession rather than just using me Christian name.
Well, first of all, I don't know what your name is. I've been about 10 seconds away from certain death since we've met, so I haven't had time to ask. And second, what you're doing right now is the opposite of staying still.
I don't take orders from the likes of...
Horses, that wasn't a very smart thing to do. But nobody deserves that. And now it's coming for me. Okay, Dottie, just stay calm. You can handle this. Remember what the dinosaur hunter taught you. One sharp blow to the snout should scare him off. Just like with a shark. Now I'll just jump down from this tree, right in front of these three even bigger dinosaurs. The ministry always says it's important not to lose hope, but...
I don't know anything about a ministry, but that sounds like great advice to me.
What? Who said that? I can't see past these giant dinosaurs and this... orange mist that's suddenly appearing all around me.
Just remain calm.
That's what I just told the guy who got eaten by a dinosaur. A lot of good that did him.
Yes, but he didn't listen, did he?
No, he didn't. Hey, what's happening? Dinosaurs all seem really confused all of a sudden. Like they're not sure where they are.
Wait for it.
And now they're sort of stumbling off in different directions.
And perhaps most importantly, in directions away from you.
But... how?
No, it's easy when you can take the form of a befuddling mist.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I see it's affecting you as well. Pardon me whilst I take a more corporeal form.
The horses! The dinosaurs are gone, but now I'm face to face with a giant tiger! And I don't know any tricks for punching tigers.
You know, you really shouldn't be punching anything if you can help it. Now climb on.
Wait. You? Befuddling mist guy? You're the tiger?
The wraith, at your service. Now please, climb on. The jungle is fraught with peril for those who aren't as well-versed as I in its pitfalls and predators.
You want me to climb on?
Yes.
Onto your back?
That's right.
And ride you like a horse?
You got it.
To safety?
Correct.
And if I don't do what you, a tiger, is telling me to do, then, according to you, the tiger... I'll be attacked by vicious jungle animals.
Quite likely.
All right, I just wanted to make sure I had all the angles covered before I made a very stupid mistake. Up I go. Now what?
Now please hold on.
Hold on to... the horses! I didn't know tigers could run so fast.
I said I didn't know tigers could run so fast.
I can't hear a thing you're saying. Just hold tight. My cave is just over this precarious-looking rope bridge.
I can't understand you, but I hope you're saying that we're avoiding that very precarious-looking rope bridge. Nope, we're heading right for it. Good then. Is it safe to open my eyes now? Oh. We're... is this a cave?
If you would kindly de-tiger.
Is that like deplaning?
You really are a very clever little girl.
Okay, I'm de-tigering.
And now I'll just take a form that's a bit more suited to extended conversation. There we are.
Horses? You're human? And why are you running away now?
Among my superhuman skills of wonder is the ability to switch between the shape of a tiger, a befuddling mist, or a human.
Obviously.
I do not, however, possess the skill necessary to retain clothing when I switch away from my human form, and since you're, what, about 12 years old?
11.
Since you're 11, it might be seen as inappropriate for a full-grown man to appear before you au naturel. Pleased to make your acquaintance. I am the Wraith.
Junior Agent Dottie of the Ministry of the Unconventional for Canada and the U.S.
You know that spells...
We know what it spells. Those are the clothes you changed into? On purpose?
What do you mean?
You're in a bright green bodysuit with a domino mask over your eyes.
Is that what these things are called? Domino masks? I always wondered.
If you live in the jungle, that's not very good camouflage. That color doesn't exactly appear anywhere in nature. Also, it must be really hot in that thing. And why would you bother disguising your face if you live in the jungle?
Those are all excellent questions. Permit me to answer them with a question of my own.
Can I choose not to permit you to do that?
Too late. I haven't told my backstory to anyone for years, and I'm really excited to finally have the chance.
I guess I should get comfortable. Can I sit on this chair with the ghost painted on it? Near this table that also has a ghost painted on it? Horses. Is everything in this cave ghost themed?
I'll get to that. Don't skip ahead. And yes, you may sit wherever you like. All right. Comfy? Good. My story begins over 75 years ago.
I don't have time for a story this long.
Are you sure? Because it's really quite exciting.
I think I can probably guess most of it. You're a jungle hero who speaks perfect English, which means you probably crashed here when you were young.
Close. My grandfather did.
Right. So you're a legacy hero. Your grandfather probably found some mystical artifact.
How did you know about the sacred gemstone that grants me my ethereal powers?
Because the jungles of the world are filled with people like you, and the ministry teaches all of its agents how to spot heroes in the field.
Huh. And go on, then.
So your grandfather handed that gemstone down to your father, and he handed it down to you. Only I'm not sure how your grandmother or your mother fit into the picture.
You know, I've never been entirely clear on that point myself.
But you took it upon yourselves to... Let's see. You told me I shouldn't punch animals, and you have an animal form, so... You probably use your abilities to defend the animals of the jungle? Probably from poachers and so forth?
Also, I protect the very land itself from the evils of colonialism.
Oh, good. I was worried we might end up having a conversation about primitive natives or witch doctors or something.
I would never project my own cultural norms upon an indigenous people.
That brings us to the befuddling mist and all the ghost symbols. And the fact that you call yourself the Wraith.
It really helps scare off those hunters and the occasional misguided locals if they believe I'm a ghost.
So that just leaves the bright green bodysuit. Doesn't really fit with the ghost thing or the tiger thing.
There's no real logic to it. It just makes me happy. It's a color that just says, Wraith, it's time to get out there and protect that beautiful, sacred jungle like your father and his father before him.
You really do seem to love your work.
Well, I think that's very important. Don't you?
Usually I do. Only, I set off on this adventure an awfully long time ago, and things just keep going wrong.
Well, I'm sure they're bound to pick up soon.
I don't suppose you have a radio in this cave.
A what now?
A radio. A wireless device for contacting people outside this jungle. You see... I'm pretty far from where I started, but I am on a mission, and I'm technically not supposed to be operating on my own, since I'm only 11. I need to contact the ministry for further instructions.
When I want to contact anyone outside the jungle, I just yell really loud.
I don't think that's gonna help me. What was that?
That was precisely what I am sworn to protect against. Excuse me, please.
Wait, where are you? Horses.
You there, stop that! Please!
Mr. Wraith, what are you...
Please, young Dottie, get back inside the cave. It's a very dangerous out here. That indigenous woman there is just indiscriminately punching dinosaurs, which I have explicitly asked them not to do on a number of occasions.
Woman? Punching dinosaurs? Wait a minute.
What's that?
I think I know that woman.
That seems extremely unlikely, given that you've never before set foot in this...
Miss Dinosaur Puncher? Is that you?
I told you, I have no authority over... Wait, Dottie?
Yes, ma'am. It's me. It's Dottie.
Hold on just a minute. Let me finish what I'm doing here and...
Please don't do that.
Right. Oh, it's you, Dottie, old friend.
I'm so happy to finally see a friendly face.
I'm a friendly face.
Yes. But your face is covered with a mask.
You know this person?
Miss Dinosaur Puncher, this is the Wraith.
Yes, I've seen this jackass around the jungle.
You mean you think you've seen me, only you can't be sure because I might be a ghost.
No self-respecting ghost would wear that.
I know you're trying to be hurtful, but I shan't rise to it. And you really should stop hurting those poor dinosaurs.
Listen, I appreciate you think you're helping the animals here, but first of all, nature's done a pretty good job of protecting itself for an awfully long time before you got here. And second, if an animal doesn't have the good sense to know when it's supposed to be extinct, it deserves every punch I can throw at it.
But what gives you the right?
Miss Dinosaur Puncher works for the same ministry that I do.
Actually, I retired from the ministry last year.
But then why are you here in the jungle?
This is where I come from. I was born of a fierce tribe of warrior women known as Viragos.
Warrior women? That's so keen.
I enjoyed my time with MUCUS. But I always knew that one day I'd return home to be among my people in this jungle and help them fulfill their destiny.
A destiny which apparently includes cruelty to animals.
Listen, I'm not going into this with you again.
I've heard grown-ups talk to each other like this before. You two aren't gonna kiss now, are you?
What? No. Gross. The very idea.
Yeah, what she said. Gross.
If you two say so.
What brings you to this jungle, young Dottie?
Well, ma'am, I'm currently on a mission to rescue Mr. Matt and Mr. Owl.
Let me guess. They're hanging in a dungeon someplace.
Got it in one.
The ministry can't possibly be sanctioning a solo mission for you at your age. I mean, honestly, you're more competent than most full agents I met in my career. But you're still only, what, 12?
11, actually.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be on my own. The ministry keeps assigning me new partners, but I keep getting separated from them. If I could just find a radio, I could contact the colonel and see about finding me a new one.
Well, unfortunately for you, the Virago tribe prefers to live off the land, and we don't have much use for modern technology. There aren't a lot of radios here in the jungle.
No, that's what I said.
But I think I know where we might find one. Follow me.
Are you coming, Mr. Wraith?
I don't know. Am I invited?
Oh, just come on, you big baby.
I'm not sure I'd advise getting much closer to the top of this volcano.
Oh, this isn't really a volcano.
But my father told me.
I'm sure he did, and I'm sure his father thought it was too. The Virago started that rumor when your grandfather showed up.
But why?
So we could have one place on this entire island where one of you idiots wouldn't constantly butt in and tell us that our sacred rituals offend you somehow.
So now you're telling me that punching dinosaurs is a sacred ritual?
No. That I just do for fun.
So why would there be a radio here?
Because there's been some kind of activity inside there for weeks now. For all I know, it's the ministry themselves. Or maybe it's seismologists studying why anyone would be stupid enough to believe this hollowed-out mountain is actually a volcano.
Hey.
Or I suppose it could be something more sinister.
Horses?
What, inside this crater? Why would you assume it's anything sinister?
Look inside the crater, dummy. We're close enough to the top now.
All right, I will. I'll just crane my neck here and... Well, it doesn't look bad to me. It's some kind of giant drill, which isn't necessarily intended for any nefarious purpose. In fact, the equipment is labeled with... well, isn't that your outfit? S-N-O-T?
What? No. We're M-U-C-U-S. S-N-O-T is something entirely different.
I don't...
Dottie works for the Ministry of Unconventional for Canada and the U.S. These people are the supernatural operations team.
Of course. How could I have been so ignorant?
We've got to get down there and see what they're up to.
I appreciate your initiative, but we can't just go leaping into that active volcano.
Already told you, it's not a volcano.
Into that hollow mountain. It must be 500 feet down.
This spiral staircase should take us down there.
Unless you're worried about getting dizzy.
I can transform myself into a befuddling mist. I think I can handle a few circles.
Or you could just not come along at all. That's also an option.
Horses, would you two stop almost kissing?
We're not.
Come on.
This must be an extremely important operation for SNOT.
What makes you say that?
Because the Admiral himself is here.
I suppose you mean that absurd person dressed like Napoleon?
Sit alone. The drill project. She is running well ahead of schedule. Mwah.
You mean to tell me that you consider these people evil just because they're from another country?
No.
Once we look at that, powerful mystical artifact, we will sell it to the Nazis. Where is their banked up Deutschmarks for these kind of things?
There. You see?
That does seem pretty clear cut, yeah.
Also, I don't even think he's really French. Who talks like that?
Speckling, mon garçon, where are you?
I'm on the catwalk, Mon Admiral, and I found some intruders.
Ugh, not Speckling. Little snitch.
Sacrebleu!
What on earth is a Speckling?
You know how Dottie exceeds your expectations of what a sidekick should be?
What should I do with them, Admiral? I await your orders!
Oh, I see. Speckling is the exact opposite of that.
I hate her so much.
Looking through my field glasses, I can see we have, yes, members of the accursed MUCUS, and the local troublemaker who calls himself the Ralph.
I'm just an urban legend.
What? Urban? You live in a jungle.
I believe this situation calls for our, how you say, a squadron of killer robots.
That's how you say it. You just said it.
Wee wee, Mon Admiral.
Stay sharp, guys. This is a lot of robots. I think the best option here is to
retreat.
Under the circumstances, that seems wise. Wraith, are you ready? He's already turned into mist and buggered off. Because of course he has.
A befuddling mist.
Okay. I think we're safe on this beach.
I hope so. Because we can't exactly run any further than the ocean.
I suppose your friend slinked away to his cave, coward.
No, I'm right here, but thanks for assuming the worst about me.
Thanks for giving me every reason to.
Would you both just knock it off? I'm sorry. Really, I am. I just can't handle all your weird grown-up sex tension right now, on top of everything else.
I think you probably mean sexual tension.
And there's definitely not any of that.
Please. Please just stop. This has been a really hard few days for me. I saw a man get eaten alive by a dinosaur. I had to run away from a fight with, of all people, Speckling. And yesterday, I lost my only friend, my robot. What a bunch of stupid pirates made him walk the plank. I've been doing a really good job of forgetting that, but those killer robots back at the fake volcano were the same model, and it all just came flooding back. I'm tired, and I'm sad, and I really, more than anything in the world, just need a win right now.
I'm so sorry, Dottie. I can't even imagine what you must be going through.
Same here. And on top of all of that, your friends are trapped in a dungeon.
No, they're always trapped in a dungeon. If I ever get them out of there, they'll just end up in another one. That was never the point. The point was proving to the Ministry that I could make it on my own. And the reason I thought I could make it on my own is because I've always been pretty good at not being on my own, at making friends along the way.
But you have been doing that.
Yes, I've only known you for a short time, but I certainly consider you a friend.
Neither of you are acting like it. You just keep fighting and pretending like you don't want to kiss. I can't do all of this by myself. And I'm not even too proud to call for help, but I can't even do that. It's all just so... Oh, now what?
Well, we ran toward the southern coast of the island.
Which means we're right in the path of the wild horses!
Listen, Dottie.
If there's anything we can do to help.
Or make you feel better.
I think I'm okay now. No, I know I am. Sometimes you just need a reminder of something good in life. And that did the trick nicely. In fact, I think I have a plan to go back to that volcano and stop the Admiral.
Wow, seeing some horses is really all it took, huh?
Ah, ow.
Ow. Sorry.
You should be.
Avec Speckling, the drill. She is reaching new depths of sacré bleu, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Forward, viragos! Attack!
Mon Admiral, it appears we are being attacked by that fierce tribe of warrior women.
Oui, I can see that, you sniveling little toady. Bon sang, do you even have one thought that is your own?
Thanks for asking your tribe to help out, Miss Dinosaur Puncher.
Dottie. It is, as ever, an honor to fight by your side.
Aw, shucks.
And I hesitate to bring this up given our previous conversation, but did the Wraith really just decide not to join us for this assault?
He'll be along. He said he had something he needed to take care of first.
Speckling, where have you gone?
I'm heading for the escape pods, Mon Admiral. Quickly, this way.
Tabulating.
My robot!
But I thought you said he'd been dropped into the ocean.
He was. I saw it.
Only now he's headed straight for the Admiral and...
Put me down! Put me down! Release me at once, you... How you say, mechanical traitor?
Placing him under arrest.
Hold the line, please.
Yeah, so, when you told me about what happened to your robot, Dottie, I calculated the most likely place this would have happened, and commanded a legion of tiger sharks.
Is that something you can do?
Apparently. I'd never tried it before, but I guess I can. Anyway, he was perfectly fine down there. He was just too heavy to walk out on his own. So the tiger sharks pulled him out of there, and well, verbal thank you. Would have also worked, but a hug is good, too.
I take back everything I said before. You're both amazing friends. And so are you, ladies.
Yeah! Sacre merde.
There. The Admiral and his little teacher's pet have been secured inside cages, and Dottie's off contacting the Ministry for her new partner and assignment.
And I've just finished destroying that ridiculous giant drill and filling in the hollowed-out... mountain.
Nice work.
Thanks?
Say, what sacred relic do you suppose those two were after anyway?
It's probably this. This gemstone is what gives me my fantastic spectral powers. It was handed down by my grandfather.
To your father, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I thought that's what you'd been using. You do realize that's technically the property of the Virago tribe, don't you?
Well, I kind of thought maybe it might have been, but...
Oh, relax. We have an entire treasure chest full of those things.
What, seriously?
Sure. You can't have a mysterious jungle with just one mystery in it. As far as we're concerned, it's yours.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again.
Sure thing.
So, listen, about what Dottie's been saying about us...
Oh my gosh, she's right! Just kiss me already.
What? All right then.
Oh, my.
All right. The Colonel says, ew. Gross.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Dottie.
Grown-ups. Anyway, the Colonel says he's sending a new senior agent for me to partner up with right away. His rocket ship should be here... any second now.
Horses!
Kirk Branson, agent of MUCUS. Yes, we know about the acronym, thank you. Here to retrieve Junior Agent Dottie and, let's see. Robot, one each.
Tabulating.
That'd be the robot, then.
Junior Agent Dottie reporting, Mr. Branson, sir.
That'd be Dottie. Please, call me Herc.
You got it, Herc.
I'd very much like to stick around and chat about whatever it is you people are getting up to here, but we must be on our way. But the Colonel asked me to pass along that he's sending more agents shortly to collect those fiends from SNOT.
Well, guys, you heard my new partner.
Farewell, young Dottie. If you ever find yourself on this mysterious island again, I'm just across the precarious-looking rope bridge.
I'll remember.
Goodbye again, Dottie. I have but one piece of wisdom to impart to you.
What's that?
You are absolutely nothing like Speckling.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. All right, I'm ready to go.
Right. Stand back, everyone. This rocket has a bit of a kick to it, and I don't want to inadvertently light anyone aflame. Again.
Horses? I've never ridden in a rocket ship before. This thing's aces.
It is aces at that. Our current cruising speed should get us to your captive friends in a few short...
Oh, no. What's that?
Oh, no. No.
What? What is it?
Oh, nothing much. Only treacherous skyjackers.
Tune in again for our next exciting installment, The Flying Pirates of Stratotropolis. Only on Sarcastic Voyage Theater.